What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Houston young adults, this is Miriam. I have the privilege to be able to share with you today a little bit of what's on my heart for you and for myself as well. So I pray it blesses you. I'm going to go ahead and get started in Matthew 5:13, Jesus teaching about us being salt and light. Amen. 13. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. Dang, that's deep, huh? That reminds me of Pastor Sandy's teaching Sunday morning. The word of God is for reproof. It's for our correction, right? So right here, straight up, it's telling you, you know, you have to be salt here on earth. If you're not, you're going to be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless, right? Imagine yourself putting salt on your food and the salt is not working. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep that in your pantry or keep it, that salt is usually called table salt. You're going to leave it on the table for the next time? I don't think you are. I think you're going to throw it away and go get a new salt. Go get, you know, some salt that's actually working. So 14 says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Amen. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. 16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Glory to God. The purpose for us to shine and to be salty is so everyone in the house, so everyone can see, not you doing the good deeds or not you showing out. No, it's so they could praise your heavenly Father. Amen. So I have a footnote here about Christians who make no effort to affect the world around them. It says, you're of little value to God. Like, you know, I said with the table salt, right? This is heavy, but it's true. If you are too much like the world, you're worthless. Christians should not blend in with everybody else. Instead, they should affect others positively. Just as seasoning brings out the best flavor in food. Man, that's good. Whenever you're around a friend, a family member, whoever, your place of work, do you bring out the best in that specific person? Or do you, like, not have any effect on them? Like, you know? And then another note about the light. It says, can you hide a city that is sitting on top of a mountain? It's light at night can be seen for miles. If we live for Christ, we will glow like lights, showing others what Christ looks like. We hide our light by, this is how you can hide the light, obviously. Number one, being quiet when we should speak. This is good. When you have the Holy Spirit, this is why we need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will prompt you. You'll have an inner knowing. Even your heart maybe sometimes will start beating fast. God will tell you. He speaks to everyone different. He'll tell you, like, if somebody's, you know, pouring their heart out or going through whatever, maybe they need salvation. God will show you, hey, it's time to open that mouth of yours And, you know, that whatever you've learned from, you know, your time with God, from the word, that's when it's time, you know, to start speaking the word. Their lives literally depending on them. So we have to have the Holy Spirit to know when we should speak. Another example of hiding your light is going along with the crowd. That one is a big one. That one's easy to do, right? Just blend in with everybody else. Oh, well, everybody else is doing it. You know what? What's wrong with that? Oh, once you know, that's what this scripture says, that you know the truth will set you free. You can no longer do that. You can try, but when you're doing it, it's like, again, the Holy Spirit inside you is not going to let you be comfortable with that, because that's not you anymore. You're of the light. You're that salt. Another one, denying the light. Another one, letting sin dim your light. Not explaining your light to others. Ignoring the needs of others. Be a beacon of truth. Do not shut your light off from the rest of the world. So, again, the Holy Spirit's the one that will help you when others need help. Because you might say, man, I can't even help myself. You know, how am I going to start helping others? Well, continue in his word, and eventually the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help you, because he is a teacher. We can do nothing in our own strength. We can't change man. We can't change whoever, you know, we're believing for, but the word of God can. And that's the whole purpose of us being people of faith and being that light. And we're caused to make an impact in people's lives, because at the end of the day, that's all we're gonna take is souls. That's all. So it's worth it to press in. It's worth it to get this word in you and be that salt, be that light. The next scripture I have is 2 Corinthians 6:14. We're the temple of the living God. Not 6:14, 6:17. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourself from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. And I will be your father, and you will be my son and daughter, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. There's a scripture for everything, guys. So here's a specific scripture for coming out from that crowd. You know, you got to separate yourself. Don't touch their filthy things. Amen. We're in this walk. We gotta walk the walk that he has for us. With this correction that we receive through the word. Amen. The next scripture I have is 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful life. Amen. So this scripture is basically what I was saying before. See, this is beautiful, because whenever you speak, you have an opportunity to share, you know, like I have right now. I basically said all this, but there's a word in the Bible for it. Actually, I might not be able to say, oh, it's in 2 Peter 2:9, or it's in Matthew, da da da, you know, but that's all that comes out of you once you start growing in his word. That's once you start building on the solid foundation, because that, I mean, that's what you put in, so that's what's going to come out. Amen. So it says, you're not like that. You are chosen, a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're God's very own possession. So as a result, you can, amen, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful life. Amen. We can testify to that. We were once in darkness, but he called us out. He called us by name. He said, you come out. There's a purpose for you to come out. Your life is going to affect another life. Amen. So in closing, I want to go to John 1:5. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Another translation says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Amen. So we are on the side of the light. We're on the side where the darkness cannot overcome it. You might think that the world around us, you know, is full of whatever, everything. Like, you know, the devil's not hiding no more. He's in plain sight. But guess what? It cannot overtake the light. And the light shines brightest in the dark, in the logic, right? How much more in the spiritual realm? So I just want to encourage you with this today to keep shining bright for Jesus. Keep that salt. Keep staying salty for Jesus. And keep doing what is right, for in due season you shall reap your harvest. Amen. I pray that this blessed you. I know it was short, but hey, it's simple and it was some fresh bread. And again, I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. Houston Young Adults on the road to 100. Amen. Get plugged in. We'll see you this Friday at our hangout at the Power of Love Church. And we will see you also the last Friday of this month, July, at the Power of Love Church at 7:30. We love you. Stay blessed.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.